Welcome back to the Midday Show. And I was just talking to my guest before we got on the air. One of my favorites, if not the favorite part of my job, is being able to talk to musicians and support what they do. And this is certainly an example of just that. With me is Bobby Previtt, the great drummer and a composer and band leader. He'll be performing along with his recent band, Second Arrow, at the local in Saugerties on Friday, the 1st of May at 8 o'clock. Visit the local website for tickets and details. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Thank you. Yeah. Tell
All
me, you have gone through various incarnations over the course of your career in terms of your collaborations. What is Second Arrow? I've read the lineup of musicians you've got, and it seems pretty spectacular.
Yeah, Second Arrow is about that band. It's about this particular band. I haven't really written much small band music in many, many years. Well, I actually have written a lot of it, but it's in the trash can, various trash cans. And finally, I've been doing other things in duos, trios, some soundtracks. I have a big band that plays in Catskill every first Sunday of every month. These kind of
Where's
things.
that? Where's that since you brought it up?
It's at
Oh, you
Avalon.
do it at the Avalon?
Yeah.
God, I'm embarrassed because I live right down the road in Athens and I'm at the Avalon,
Oh
not too
yeah.
much for them.
Oh, you should come first Sunday of every month. Of course, yeah, we're winding down for summer, but in any case, this was I heard something finally. And I got some musicians I've always wanted to really play with, like Wendy Eisenberg on guitar, who's amazing guitar player, musician, they're the next thing, I got Angelica Sanchez on piano, who I've known in and out for years, but never played with really. And then Matt Bowder, who I've been playing with some on woodwinds, and then I got my old friend Jerome Harris, who's the great, legendary electric bass player. So I wanted to do something different for myself, because
Sure.
I wanted to play with some different people, see what they brought to the table. And so this band and this music is very much it ve th this music is probably the most ensemble specific thing I've ever written. It really depends on this band and how they play it, and I've left them a lot of latitude, more than I used to when I was younger. I
Interesting.
learned something in the meantime.
Trust being among them, I'm sure.
Yes.
So what do? Do you write out charts, hand them out, and then just start improvising with the band in early rehearsals, or
Well,
how does it work?
the trick is to, you got to get them into your country, into your vibe, into your color somehow. I mean, this is always the trick with band leading. You have to use the materials, which are your bandmates, right? Well, and so you have to figure out what they do well, what they don't do, what they might be able to do with a little stretching, these kind of things. And then you sort of write for that, and you adjust along the way. Well, like most of my adjustments these days in my present life has been, cutting things, because I've learned that cutting is great. Okay, we don't need that, so let's just get rid of that, right? So, and it's been really great that the band. We have a record coming out which will be available. I just found out today it's on its way to the United States. It was pressed, it's a vinyl, it was pressed overseas, and it's my first small band record in many, many years. I'm really happy about it, but mostly I'm really happy about how they navigate it. It's really quite humbling.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Second Arrow.
How'd you come up with
Oh,
that?
it's a Buddhist term. I'm not a Buddhist, but my friend said that to me, and I was like, wow. I just many of my titles all through the years, just because I like the way the words. Your titling music is kind of ridiculous. It's like music doesn't have that much to do with language in that way, you know, the spoken word or the written word, I feel. So titling music is always like it's a dangerous path to go down, because then people's expectations become, okay, well, that doesn't sound like a cloud, you know, or whatever. So, which I'm with that. I like when music is, it doesn't mean anything particularly. It gets its power from its abstraction, basically. So, but I like the way these words went together. It's about, you know, the first arrow is about if somebody hurts you, that's the first arrow, and the second arrow is when you hurt yourself because of it. So I thought, oh, I just liked it, and I thought I'd name the band that.
Yeah, I have a little duo with my partner, and I called us the Moving Violations. It has
Okay.
just came to mind. It had nothing at
Yeah, no, it never does, and
Just
it never should, really.
talking with Bobby Previtt, and he and this band we're discussing, Second Arrow, are performing on Friday, the 1st of May, at 8 o'clock at the local in Saugerties,
Oh, local.
one of the local, one of our favorites. You mentioned another, but the local is the one we're talking about. Unless the internet is mistaken, you are from Niagara Falls originally.
I am indeed. Yes.
So, how long were you there? Were your formative years spent in Niagara Falls? And where were you introduced to music in Niagara Falls, if you
Oh,
were?
well, that is a long story that you do not have time for. It's a great story. It's a great story,
All
but
right.
it's too long to say here. But basically, you know, I learned on the street. I played in bars since I was 13 years old,
Really? You
and
couldn't
then.
drink there, but you could play.
Yeah, then I could, well, I snuck,
We'll protect the owner.
And well, some of these bars were not, you know, anyway, and then I went to school at the University of Buffalo for music, not, you know, just because it was close, and because that's, you know, what I could do, not knowing that it was the hotbed of avant-garde music in the United States at that very moment. John Cage was there, and you know, Xenakis came through, Steve Reich came, everybody came through. So that was great. And then I moved to New York in 1980, and you know, kind of met everyone in the downtown scene. The rest was history, you know.
For sure. You are known for the downtown scene. Well, I just didn't know if you felt that growing up in that particular spot, in reflection, if you can see how that might have impacted
Well, yeah.
you as a musician.
Well, the answer is yes, because in the falls, you know, you can hear the falls all the time, especially at night. You can hear the falls; they're very powerful, especially before they cut the water. Now they cut the water. It's like a faucet; they can turn it on and off. It's
Oh, that's scary.
really scary and weird. But in the early days, it was very, very much more powerful. And I remember going to sleep in my window, and so it's like it was very, listening out of my window, it was a distant power, like a rumble, like a bah. So you got the feeling of this
Vibration.
gigantic power, but in a distant. And I just thought it was the sound the night made. I didn't know it was the falls until we went on a trip, and it wasn't there. And I freaked out, like, where's the sound? So they told me, no, that's,
That's wild.
yeah. So, but I always think that informs my music, because you know, that kind of slow rumbling, you know, sort of calm, but not really. You know, it's only calm on the surface. It's kind of a it's a wild place to grow up. You should read a couple books in the Niagara Falls.
I will. I mean, I've been up there, certainly on both sides of the border, but I don't know as much about, I've had a two or three honeymoons up there. That's all I can recall.
Right, that TMI.
I appreciate your riffing with me, your improvising with me this afternoon, Bobby. You'll once again go to the local, for God's sake. What a great
Yes,
venue.
let me
It's
give you a
really
shout out to the local, man. Like, what a venue. They've done a beautiful job, and it's a really great place to listen to music. I mean, it's a great place to play. They're awesome to play for. You know, every Denny and Isabel and everybody who runs that place is amazing, and the space is beautiful. And just come out, and not just for my show. Come out all the time.
come out all the time, but especially for on the first. All
Oh,
right. Well, we hopefully we'll do this again. And if you're ever in Red Hook, I hope you can stop by the newer Red Hook, I'm assuming, not the original Red Hook, up here in Dutchess County. If you're in the neighborhood, do stop by and
cool.
give you a tour at some point. But
We'll do.
all right. Well, you have a great day, and thanks for coming on
Thanks.
the Midday Show. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you,
All
man.
right.
All
You
right.
bet. All right. 98.1 KZE.